Blog Talk Radio.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The wave's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What?
What's the status? This one going backstage, you ain't getting taxed. Listen, better switch gears.
This here,
a fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take our eyes off the prize. New exclusive, and you've been authorized.
Yeah.
What's poppin', people? Oh man, it's your man, C-Major. He's gonna have a ball, like we always do about this time. Been having fun the last 2 weeks, but like I said, man, we're not just gonna be your typical radio show, even though we do talk about some of the same typical things. I really want to get into some deeper issues as well. So we're going to have fun. I'm going to still talk my shit. I'm going to still, you know, have y'all call and talk y'all shit and we do all that. But I really want to talk about some issues to me that have been concerning me lately. And with the hip-hop community. Like I said, this is definitely a hip-hop-based show, so we're going to keep it in the hip-hop arena. I recently watched a show on BET called Hip Hop vs. America. And it really kind of pissed me off, being a young black male, being a hip-hop dude in general. Just some of the things that went down was really upsetting to me. All right, so what I wanted to do is kind of make it an open forum, because I thought what the people on the panel thought, but I really want to get into the minds of the individuals who, like myself, who just maybe watched it or who just maybe have an opinion on these issues. Because, to be honest, they don't speak for me. They really, truly don't. I mean, it's just people's mindsets on certain things. I mean, sometimes you can tell people who've been through something people who ain't never been through that. I'm going to say it like that. And I'm not saying, I never sit here and try to pretend like I lived this hood life where I had to sell this and do that. Nah, because that wasn't my lifestyle. I lived in a pretty decent neighborhood. Actually, no, I can't say that. I lived in various neighborhoods. I lived in, like I tell people all the time, my story is I moved around a lot from sixth grade, which I think is about 11 years old, till I was a senior in college. I probably moved like 11 times. And a lot of that had to do with my mom wanted me to stay in the same area. Because it had good school, and so she tried to make sure whatever it took, if we had to move and I had to stay with this person, that person, whatever, you know, I had to do what I had to do in order to get to where I wanted. You know what I'm saying? And throughout that time, one thing that was a consistent and one thing that helped me the most was hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It helped me get through those tough times with songs that might have been funny or whatever. But it also helped me say, you know what? You know, you can do this. You know, we've been through this, so you can do it. So it kind of pisses me off when you hear certain people who perception is just so, like, out of whack to me. And they say these things, and it seems like they don't know nothing about it. Like, they're so intellectual that they just don't get it. It's basically what I'm saying. So, and like I said, I am definitely the one that's saying, I'm not trying to say I'm just this hood nigga and all these type of things, but I can honestly and truly in my heart say that I have probably had more hood experiences than most. You know what I'm saying? This is just real talk. Like, I'm living pretty well right now. All my family living pretty well. But we've been through some things. You know what I'm saying? We've been where we had to heat the house with the stove. Had to, you know, heat water on heat water on the stove to take a bath. Like, you know what I'm saying? And these are just simple things. You know what I'm saying? We might have lived in a better neighborhood than most, but some people didn't go through what we went through living in that same thing, but it was all about the educational process at that point. But that's it. That's neither here nor there. I'm not really, you know, I can kind of, you know, as we go along, I'll kind of tell you more about my story so y'all can get to know me a little better. But what I really want to talk about is certain issues that were brought up, and we're just kind of going to go down the line. Make sure you hit us up, 646-200-4965. If you have a comment, question, whatever, and, you know, you might think I'm full of shit. You might think I'm bullshit, and that's fine, too, but we do want to let you voice your opinion. Like, I'm big on that. You know, I'm not always right. You know, you need that outsider's opinion sometimes. But the first thing we want to talk about, first of all, they called it hip-hop versus America. And what I have the issue is, it seems to me, especially recently, hip-hop has been, like, the whole black culture is hip-hop now. Like, instead of hip-hop being its own base and on everything, it's like all black people are hip-hop, which is not true. If you were fortunate enough to watch the show, Talib Kweli made a great point when he said hip-hop was like a club that kind of was in, you know what I mean? But now it's like everybody just feels like they're automatically a part of it. If you're black growing up, you're automatically part of hip-hop culture. It's not like that. Man, hip-hop is not just music for number one. For those of you who are not educated on hip-hop, hip-hop is how I walk, how I talk, how I dress, how I say hi to my friends, how I talk to them on the phone. Like, it's all these different type of things. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is where I go, why I drive, how I drive. Then, and I think this is what a lot of these people don't understand. They're listening to other people to educate them on hip-hop who have nothing to do with it. You know, meaning some of the mainstream media are educating people on hip-hop. They have nothing to do with it. But, so that's my first issue. You know, if you're calling this whole discussion hip-hop versus America. Only reason why I did the same thing because I knew people would relate to it and, you know, really about getting the message out there more than I am proving a point by changing the name. But it's really more or less Black America versus, you know, the rest of America is really what they're calling it, but they call it Hip Hop versus America, so be it. The first issue was about the images of women in the hip hop videos. And I'll be the first one to admit, and I'll be the first one to say that perception and those images have not always been the best, and still to this point, they're not the best. There's also been some great videos, and also, I mean, to this day, still some great videos. And to this day, there still are people who those images relate to. You know what I'm saying? And I find it very almost troubling that people look so deep into these hip-hop videos, and they look so deep in hip-hop to raise their kids. Like, it's ridiculous. Yet, I go on World Star Hip-Hop. Matter of fact, shout out to World Star Hip-Hop. It's a real dope site that I look at a lot. Had a video of a young girl dancing to a hip-hop song. I can't remember the song, forgive me. She has a four-year-old taping it. When I say she was dancing to the song, I mean she was getting busy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. She was really getting it in and really, you know, doing the whole, you know, booty shaking thing and all that. So my thing is, how is that hip-hop's fault? Because if you look back, the day before forever, sexual imagery and sexual things have always been in music. And it's not just a hip-hop thing. When the rock and roll dudes was doing it, it was no problem. Because they was the hot thing at the time, you know, back in the 80s and all this, when hip-hop was just on its verge. When they was doing it, it didn't affect their whole culture. You know what I'm saying? But we do it, and that was the issue. Am I saying this right? And am I saying all of it is right? No, I'm not. So don't think I'm condoning it, but my thing is to put the blame on hip-hop for the reason why that's happening is real fucked up to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you do have a balance of, you know, this song might be sexual, but this song might, you know, try to uplift. You know what I mean? And I always said this, and, you know, I've been on, you know, a few discussions and different panels throughout my life, and I've always said, if the music is so bad and you really don't like it and all these different type of things, why do you continuously buy the music? Or even if you continuously buy that music, why won't you purchase the better music anyway? Like, you know, people on the panel saying there's no contradiction or there's no difference. Or there's no different type of hip-hop. And I'm here to say there is. But sometimes it's even the same artist who put out that song that's commercially appealing that also puts out that song that is different. And that's more uplifting. But the problem is mainstream reading won't play that. But you know why they won't play it is because the average listener won't listen to it. I mean, any way you look at it, hip-hop is still a business, or excuse me, rap music is still a business to sell records, right? So if you're in the business to sell records and you put out those deep records and you put out all these type of things but no one will listen to them, it becomes frustrating. Because I've seen many artists who are extremely talented, but they get so frustrated with the industry because they want to do the more positive things, but when they do it, it doesn't work. For instance, classic example, David Banner, who I'm going to be honest with y'all, is becoming one of my favorite rappers in the game right now just because I think he makes great music. I think, he makes good songs. And it took for him to say some of his lines, to be honest, for me to go back and really give him a second chance. You know, I had a chance to interview him about 3 years ago. He was a cool brother then. But even after that, you know, recently especially, I really started to sit down and listen to this man. And I think he's a really intelligent brother. So, and what I mean by he's become one of my favorite rappers, not my favorite lyricist, but my favorite rappers, is I compare him to, he has a Tupac-type mentality. Tupac, anyone who said Tupac was the best lyricist is lying to you. But Tupac was one of the best rappers because Tupac embodied what the rapper meant, what a rapper meant and what a rapper is, our contradictions and all these different type of things. You know what I mean? Because I think we all have, you know, tremendous contradiction. We're all not one way. You know what I mean? There's some people, for instance, there's some people who go to church every Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, they're a whole different person. And not saying it's right, but we're all not one way. We all have our faults. We all have our issues. We all have these things. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why I'm really starting to sell David Banner's album, and it's something that I'm going to make sure I purchase because I feel dude is doing this thing. Like, straight up. And I feel he represents what a true hip-hop artist is. I mean, I feel what he did with Katrina is great, but I think the more money he has and the more things he can do, I think he'll actually get back to the community. And that's why I'm going to definitely support him, and I think everyone should support that David Ben. Matter of fact, I'll be reaching out to him and reaching out to his management and see if we can get him on the show soon. So I think that would be a real good look. Like I said, he's a real good brother. So I want to do that. But back to my original point was he's become one of my favorite rappers for that reason, just because I feel he's a real rapper. But Jay-Z, who undoubtedly we can say what we want and people can do whatever, but he's probably the most successful rapper we ever had. Maybe I'm not here to have the argument. He's my favorite, but I'm not here to have the argument about if he's the best and all that, because to me that shit is irrelevant. That's all matter of perspective on what you like. So I'm not here to argue that point. But I will say when he tried to come out with the album, the Kingdom Come album, which I think was a good album. I'm not saying it's one of his greatest, once again. I think a lot of the things he was saying went over people's head. But if you listen to what he was saying, it was a lot of great information. Let's fuck rich. Let's get wealthy. Who else will feed we? Like, all these different type of things this man says, like, we don't listen. Like, seriously. Like, I remember he had a freestyle that really blew my mind, and I don't think it really got no play. And I'm not going to say that quote because I probably can't. But it's this line. It's like, see Jesus, see Judas, see Caesar. See Caesar, see Brutus, see success is like suicide. Suicide is a suicide. If you succeed, prepare to be crucified. Like, and everything this man was saying, to me, I could relate to it so much because I've seen it. Like, I've had my highs and my lows like everyone. I think we all go through those periods of time, you know, peaks and valleys. You know what I'm saying? We deal with different seasons in our life. And when I was at some of my better times, it seemed like, yeah, I had more people around me, but they wasn't around me for the right reason. And then I wasn't sure, you know, I've always said this. I realized I was, man, and you know, some of you don't know me. Some of you, you know, have never met me, so you won't understand what I'm saying. But you will in the future. I promise you that because your boy's back on heavy. But I realized when I was in a room full of people who were supposedly there for me and I felt by myself, that's like the toughest shit ever. And the reason why it's so tough is because these are people you consider your friends and all that type of shit. So you're kind of like, damn. I'll tell you, to this day, and I'm just being a human being, I have tremendous trust issues. Like, I don't trust nobody. Like, it is really sad. Like, that up. And I, like I said, I'm not even going to sit here and lie to y'all. I like to keep it real with y'all. And just be open about my faults as well as everybody else's. Like, you know, I have tremendous trust issues. Like, it's really hard for me to put my faith in someone because I feel people are very selfish. You know, especially in this day and age. Like, we're extremely selfish. But with all that being said, I just think this whole notion of, you know, getting back to the images of black women. I don't know how I run off on a tangent like that, but getting back to the images of black women. I think there are great images, but in order to change it, if you really want it to change, we have to support, you know, we have to support these independent artists. Got to support these images. I mean, people talk all this shit, but then why isn't Talib Kweli, who's a dope artist, why isn't Common, Mos Def, all these people selling a million copies? Because we're not supporting them. And you can only talk so much shit before you got to do something. If you don't like something, you can change it. Then, but a lot of the time, we'd rather put it on somebody else to change, which, in my opinion, is just unfair. It's not a rapper's responsibility to raise your kids. Not a rapper's responsibility to change the culture. But that's something we put on them. Excuse me, I have a little wine. For those of you looking on telecast, you can see that. I know people listening to the radio show, like, why are you telling me that? Because you actually, you know, you can see the simulcast on hiphopourway.com. I just click, just go to hiphopourway.com, click on the hip hop radio joint. You can actually see me perform in the show, so that's why I said that. But anyway, yeah, it's really not up to these rappers to do those things. We put so much pressure on them. It's almost like we're trying to make rappers our new leaders. And to me, I think that's cool, only if they want to be thrust in that position. No one don't owe you shit. Because someone else successful when they got on their grind, it doesn't mean they have to give back. That's who they are as a person and as a man or as a woman. As their option. And then, so, for us to put a rapper, okay, think about this. This is what happens. You take a young rapper, 21, 22 years old, just making it, never had money before, but all of a sudden you push him into this position of leadership. He's not ready to be a leader. that everybody doesn't come out in that space where he wants to be a leader and do this and do that. And I think it's unfair to put any rapper in that position who doesn't want to be there. I don't put anybody in that position because they're successful. Now, with that being said, though, do I think it's a person's position or do I think it's a person should get back? And yes. I mean, to me, you can't really give, or you can't really receive until you give. That's something I had to learn, and I'm still learning. Like, even now, you know what I'm saying? My site is doing great. We rank in the top 300,000 websites in the world right now. We're pushing to get to that 100,000 mark in the next 2 months. Doing well. My record label is doing amazing. I have the hottest artists I feel no one's ever heard right now. I have all these different things, but still, sometimes I become so inundated with that, I forget the give back part. You know what I mean? And that's a personal effort, me as a man and me as a person, that I really want to really make sure I do. You know what I'm saying? This is something I teach anybody who's worked for me, who's helped me, anything. I always preach that whole give back thing because you truly never know what's really going on. And like I said, you know what I mean? I know I'm good at what I do. It's not me being arrogant. It's me being confident. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I know I'm good at what I do. I know my website is dope. I know my label is dope. I know my artist is the best. It just is what it is. And that's just real talk. Like, I'm not trying to, pretend. I mean, some people going to, I know, I'm going to get the emails later, the messages later, and the comments later. But personally, I take it as a compliment, man. If you have to sit down and write something about me to make yourself feel better because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, then go for it. Like, straight up, go for it, man. Do you. Because I'm on my shit. Like, for real, for real. I mean, and especially in the next couple of years, you're going to be like, wow, that kid really did what he said he was going to do. And that's my thing. To do whatever I say I'm going to do, to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? So for people to look as rappers as our new leaders is not fair. Now, if a rapper wants to be a leader, I think they should take that and take advantage of it and really do it. Is it difficult? Hell yeah, it's difficult. Is it always going to be difficult? Hell yeah, it's going to be difficult. But like I said, these are just my thoughts, man. I'm not trying to influence nobody. But like I said, I saw the Hip Hop vs. America shit, and it pissed your boy off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're insulting a culture that I grew up on. I can remember times where radio stations would promote that they didn't play rap. Like, straight up. They would promote the fact that rap wasn't played on the station. It'll be like top 40 without the rap or whatever. And that was crazy to me. I asked somebody, what the fuck is this shit? So people don't understand how it wasn't cool to like rap at one point. But not just my generation, but the generation before made it cool to like rap. Like, made that shit hot. And now you notice everything we do as a culture, someone tries to take it. If someone tries to, you know what I'm saying? So I don't get it. I mean, it just really bothers me because I know if it wasn't for hip-hop, I probably would be sitting in somebody's cubicle right now, mad as hell, not liking my job because some people doing that shit right now. I mean, a young lady talked about the Cosby Show. I mean, the Cosby Show and a lot of black people wanted to be doctors or lawyers. But to be honest with you, I really didn't see that shit like that. Like, in person, I saw it on TV. It was great. But that wasn't my passion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not passionate about that shit. And I'm not knocking anyone who is. Because I think it's a beautiful thing if that's what you love to do. But in order to do something for 40 years of your life, 50 years of your life, however, you should be passionate about it. And hip-hop is something I'm passionate about. So when you talk shit about it, it pisses me off. Like I'm not trying to get all intellectual and all that shit. Like I said, it's gonna be fun. We're still gonna have fun. But this is just a real show here that I really wanted to discuss my personal issues with this whole thing. I'll get into it any further because I still have a few topics. Put my man K-Dash on the line. For those of you who don't know, K-Dash is my artist. ACL Records, make sure you check it out, ACLRecords.com. We actually have two mixtapes out right now that we did. One is with the boy Jay-Z, acapellas and all that too. Trying to remix American Gangsta. My producer Hostile did the beat. So y'all should check that out because I'm telling you, it's dope. Okay, you on the line, man?
Yes, sir. It was good, G. Was good.
What's poppin'?
Absolutely not. It's just on my grizzly. You already know.
Nah, that's what up. Nah, man. I wanted you to come on early today because, we kind of talked about it before. You know, I think a lot of rappers have become, like, faceless. You know what I'm saying? Where you really don't really know them. You know, maybe the dope lyricist, but you don't know them. So, yeah, I really wanted you to come in, especially because we're, like, in the same generation, but then we still have a lot of differences. Like, some songs I consider old school, you consider, like, damn near ancient. You know what I'm saying? Some songs I don't consider old school, you consider old school. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to come in and kind of chime in. Like this. I remember when I was a DJ, right? And this was not too long ago. It was only, like, a few years ago. I played, like, a Biggie One More Chance record. And these kids was walking by, we were outside. He's like, oh, he playing that old school stuff. Oh, man, that shit hurt me. I was like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, Biggie, old school. Jesus. How old am I? I'm not that old, people. I'm not even 30 yet. What the fuck? Fuck out of here. But, it's just, you know, so that's why I really wanted you to come on, because I think, you know, some of our opinions might be different a little bit, because, you know, you didn't come up in the same era I did. And you kind of got hooked on the hip-hop actually kind of late, though, right?
Exactly, yeah. I was trapped in the bubble for a minute and everything like that, you know, because I came from the tight place where, you know, Mom Dukes didn't even really want me, you know, listening to the whole rap thing or whatever. You know, I had to sneak my first Eminem track. You know, that's just how it was. Or whatever. So, you know, when you just made the comment that you made about, you know, some kids passed by and was talking about, you know, Big was kind of old school and everything like that, you know, I'm one of those ones that would have almost halfway agreed with him at the time and everything like that, because, you know, I came in, you know, I started dealing with hip-hop and everything like that and getting more and more into it around, you know, when DMX was the hottest nigga in the streets. And
right.
Everything, you know, that's when I came around and everything like that. So, you know, I didn't quite come up with Big or come up with Pac and everything like that. You know, I still can't rattle off every last one of their lyrics, you know, like you'd be able to and everything like that. That's just how it
is. Wait, I mean, cut you off. But one thing I wanted to say, too. Yeah, one thing I'm sick of, too, like real talk, y'all, is when motherfuckers who claim to be just so hip-hop, like, if you don't know a certain thing, they claim you're, like, not hip-hop. Like, that shit, like, it annoys the fuck out of them. Like, if you don't know every word to a certain song, they're like, oh, this dude's not. Like, and that shit is so stupid to me. Because it's like I said, like, hip-hop is, like for instance, like, if, like when the whole Lupe thing happened with Tribe Called Quest, and he's like, he really listened to him. Like, that's his preference. That doesn't make him not hip-hop. Like, it's so stupid. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did want to say that because, you know, some shit is just ignorant to me.
I mean, I feel you. I surely feel you because, you know, the kids, I'm trying to be about as hip-hop as they come. But, you know, I'll be the first one to tell you, you know, I don't know every last Pac line, you know, that man has dropped, or every last Big line, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. I don't know, you know, I'm working on it, you know. I'm on my grind right now, but, you know, what you want me to do? I'm sorry.
Right. And I think one thing that you do, which is really good, I think a lot of people, you do still try to understand the history of it.
Seriously.
So you can kind of know where it's coming from, because I think that's what a lot of the game is fucked up right now because people don't understand what it went through. Like I was just commenting on, I can remember when on certain radio stations they wouldn't play hip hop, and that was their promotion. Like it was top 40 without the rap. I'll never forget. It was top 40 right. without the rap. Like because they thought hip hop was a fad. They thought rap music was a fad, and it was gonna be here going. Like that's what they thought. Little did these motherfuckers know. And now we're the number one genre of music. Straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? Well, I want to kind of go backtrack a little bit. What do you think about, because I hear a lot of people talk about the images of women in hip-hop. And, you know, I don't know if you were listening early, but I was commenting, I was saying, like, I'm not saying all of them are good.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think what it's going to take to change that is people buying more music that doesn't contain that. And I think a lot of the images, too, have to deal with people not being creative as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they see a formula work for one person, so everyone just basically duplicates that formula. You know what I'm saying? But that's any industry, to be honest with you. That's any industry does that shit. Something don't work, so they say, oh, let's do what they did or whatever. So I wonder, what's your opinion on the whole, like, the images of women in hip-hop?
Yeah, you know, this is somewhat of a touchy one or whatever, but, you know, personally and everything like that, I feel like, granted, yeah, women have been objectified, you know, to a certain extent, obviously, in different songs that you hear or different videos that you catch on BET, MTV, whatever. You know, but the fact that the matter still remains and everything like that, and it goes back to you talking about, you know, a formula and sticking with it. The formula that I've seen is that, you know, sex sells. It's
right.
Like that's just
right.
It and everything. And as tragic as the situation, you know, is and everything like that, you know, it's putting money in pockets. And at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that wasn't the formula and everything, they wouldn't make as much money as they do off of it now, you know.
Right.
It's a billion-dollar industry out there or whatever, so, you know, it's not
right.
like it's not like they're doing something. But, you know, am I you know, vouching for it? Am I saying, you know, that's cool or whatever? You know, to each his own, you know. I know I can only speak for me personally and everything like that. You know, I try and keep the whole subjugation down to, you know, a relative minimum. I might get, you know.
Oh, don't get it twisted, though. Wait, don't get it fucked up, Kay. You're going to have women in your videos and do all that. Because we had this discussion, though. But what we said, too, was we're going to make sure it's not just having a beautiful woman in the video, but more a beautiful actress in the video. Because they're going to actually be acting in the video, because the video is just, it's almost like a mini movie that basically has a description of your song. You know what I'm saying? That's really what a movie is. I mean, excuse me, that's really what a video is. But like we were talking about, because we talk about it all the time, people are just not creative anymore.
Seriously, you know.
It's so not creative.
It's almost turned into like, you know, a loop. It's almost like sampling right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, this is what's been going on for such a long period of time and everything. And,
right.
you know, the vast majority of folks' mindset is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, granted,
right.
you're going to hear X, Y, and Z complaining about whatever, but at the end of the day, they're still seeing a check. You know, they're
right.
still seeing purchasing, you know, people purchasing the product and everything like that. And, you know, you can't really deny that too tough.
Right. No, I agree. Definitely. You know, I mean, I think with that comes personal responsibility.
Definitely,
people
definitely.
Really saying they want to make a change. Because all I got to say is when y'all see our shit, y'all going to be like, whoa. The first video, let me tell y'all what it's... Nah, fuck that. I ain't telling you.
Don't do it to him, dog.
I already got the treatment written out, baby. That shit is mean. But anyways, other than... Besides just the images of women, and especially you being like a new rapper,
mm-hmm.
or lyricist, whatever the fuck you call yourself, because you call yourself something
well,
new every fucking day. One day you're a rapper, next day you're a lyricist, next day you're a businessman who knows how to rhyme. I don't know. I don't get it. But whatever. you being new to the industry,
yeah.
How do you feel? As a matter of fact, hold on real quick. Anybody want to call in 646-200-4965? This is HHOW Radio. Anyway, you being new to the game,
mm-hmm.
how do you feel about the perception that rappers like our new leaders? You know what I mean? Because I think we've been fucked up for a long time just as a community, and I'm talking about the black community, because we really haven't had too many leaders. Like, our leaders have been whacked. Jesse Jackson is not my leader. I'm just being real, 100% real with you. Al Sharpton is not my leader. So, like, all that march and shit, like, I'm going to be real with you 100%. Because like I said, I'm going to keep it real with you. That march and shit, that shit is not relevant now. It's a different time. You know what I'm saying? It's a different time. It's like a person who won't use the internet because it's new or whatever. Like, you have to embrace what's new. The way we affect change at this point is to get in power position straight up. You know what I'm saying? To build billionaires, you know, African American billionaires and all this shit. That's the only way we're gonna get in to really affect change like we want. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think the Barack Obama thing is so great, because not only does that say, you know, you can do whatever you want, but it says, yo, we got a black man at the highest position possible. What that tells my kids, granted, I don't have any, but when I do, I'll be able to be like, yo, don't ever tell me you can't become anything, because a black man was president. Even if it doesn't happen every year hereafter, but we know it's possible. Is it going to be harder for us? Yes. Are we going to have to work harder? Yes. Is it fair? No. But it's the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? So these fake-ass leaders who fucking ambulance chasing, so anything that happens, they want to jump behind it and do all that. To me, that shit is so whack. And I'm just talking as a person. Like, this is just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's really frustrating as an African-American male, because we get blamed for everything. Then the same people that are so-called leaders, right, they want to blame us for shit because we say bitch and all these words. Now, am I saying this right? No, once again, I'm not. But to blame us for the black culture being fucked up because we say these words is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And there's no disrespect to Oprah, anybody, but she pissed me off too when she did the whole, like, getting down on, like, y'all don't understand. I think people don't understand what that does to black people. I mean, I say black men a lot because I am a black man, so that's who I know how to represent. But black people and hip-hop as a culture, even. Because hip-hop is everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it's really fucked up. Like, it's really fucked up. Like, it's unfortunate that our new leaders have to be hip-hop stars. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember them saying Marvin Gaye was the leader of the black culture. You know what I'm saying? He was dope as a artist, but he wasn't the leader of the culture. But that's what they put these young kids in hip-hop. So you, like I said, get back to my original point, you being a new guy, you know what I'm saying? Saying that, you know, your album comes out next year and all of a sudden you become the number one hip-hop artist. Do you feel that responsibility to be a leader, or, like, how do you feel about that whole situation?
Real talk. Like, being a leader is it's more or less something that it also comes with, like choice and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like, you know, Dr. King or Malcolm X or whatever, those the quintessential folks that we consider leaders, I don't think they, you know, they said, hey, I'm about to be a leader or whatever. It's just one of those things that it just came, right, and everything. I don't think they walked around and said, you know, I'm about to lead, you know, all the African American people, you know, to this or to that and everything like that. You know, it's all gonna come down to choice. Folks are going to choose what or whoever they feel that they're gonna choose to leave behind, you know, I mean to follow behind. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, some folks don't consider, you know, Obama to be a leader, or don't consider this person to be a leader. Don't consider, you know, Sharpton to be a leader. You know, it just it is what it is. But it's going to come down to choice at the end of the day. Who do you feel comfortable following behind and everything
right.
like that? So, you know, me personally, if, you know, everything jumps off the same way that you said, you know, next year I'm the hottest artist out there or whatever, you know, I'm not going to be thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm the leader now, this, that, and the third. Nah, it's more or less like, all right, if you choose to follow me, cool. I'll do the best that I can to set whatever example that I feel I need to set and everything like that. But as far as, you know, having the pressure of the entire world on my shoulders and everything like that, I'm not thinking about it like that because, you know, there's some folks that gonna like me, and there's some folks that's not gonna like me. You know, it is what it is.
Right. But that's what, unfortunately, that's what our culture does. They put, you know, they put people who are successful in a position of leadership. And to me, I think it's completely wrong. I think everybody's not built to be a leader.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are built to do what they do. First, if you're a great basketball player, do I think you should give back? Yes, 100%. But do I think you have to be a leader? No. Because you might not be built for that. If you're leading people the wrong way, then what the, you know what I mean? Like, what? Why would you want that person to be a leader? Just because they have money?
Seriously.
I mean, people need to understand, there's a big difference between rich and wealthy. I say this shit all the time. There's such a big difference. You know, wealth is just having the ability to basically, you know, help as many people as you can. Anybody can get rich. Anybody can look up and hit the lottery. How many people can you help generate more money? To me, that's the power of a leader. And everybody can't do that. Some people can play basketball, so that helps them generate whatever income. Yet, they can't help no one else do it because all they know how to do is play basketball. So is it fair to say that person's a leader? No. Straight up. And then, once again, this is my personal take on it. I have a saying, you know, you never know your part of history till it's history. Because I don't think Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, you know, and I only say those because those are the familiar ones people know. You know, there's more, of course, but I don't think they set out to necessarily make history. They were doing what they felt was right at that particular moment.
Exactly.
I mean, you might go from a stage of, you know, being that selfish motherfucker where you, because it's new money. New money is always difficult to deal with when you never had it before. So you might be buying this, buying that, but all of a sudden you get a little older, you're like, man, I don't want to do this shit no more. I'm going to help people. It's where you're at that time. You know, every day my goal is to set out to make history. Because I don't know. It might be. Like, I look at shit like this. That's why I love the age we're in, because we can record everything and document everything. That's why I have a new show coming out on hiphopaway.com. Make sure y'all check out for that. Where it's like chronicles what I go through on an everyday basis, because my life is fucking crazy. And it really chronicles all that. It shows, like, yo, like, do you really want this? Like, everybody say they want this, but these motherfuckers don't want this shit. This shit is hard work. I won't say it's hard work, but it's strenuous work. Because I love what I do. Like, I would do this shit for free. If I could just live and do all that, I would really do this shit for free. And that's just the real to it. But, yeah, I go going off on my tangent, but I felt like talking my shit. I'm sick of these motherfuckers talking shit about it. For real, yo. I'm so sick of it. Like, the hip-hop community takes a hit for everything. You know what I mean? We got people talking about Barack's baby mama and all that. Nah, that's his wife, motherfucker. Like, why are you talking like that? You want to say McCain's baby mother? Like, man, whatever. But I'm blocked to the ballroom if y'all don't know. I follow everything, from the hooded shit, gutter shit, to the motherfucking presidential. Like, I follow all that shit. So if I flip up sometimes and I'm cursing while I'm talking about Barack and all that, that's just me. They know that I'm, hey, it is what it is. I can't help it. It's in my DNA. You know what I'm saying? I got a little book smarts, a little bit, and a lot of street smarts, and that shit works out for me. But one thing I wanted to go into YouTube with you is talk about female MCs.
Yeah.
What is your take right now on it? Because me personally, I think they've become so generic. Like, they all using the Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim formula.
Yeah.
And the ones who are original, to be honest, don't get as much play as they should. Where back in the day, it was the women supporting them. Because, you know what? All right, this is my last comment about this. I'm going to let you talk, and then I need you to spit something for me. But, I hear so many women talk about there's no female MCs, there's no this, there's no that. But if you look at the numbers, women are the largest consumer of music. So if women are the largest consumer of music, that means they dictate really who's hot and who's not. Lil Wayne sold 1 million albums. Any nigga that tells you who listens to that album will tell you it's more catered to women. I'm not saying it's a bad album because I don't think it is, but it is more catered to women compared to Part 1 and Part 2, which was a good move because women are the largest consumers of music. So when, you know, I watch BET and I watch these things and people on these panels and say there's no this and there's no that, change that shit. All it takes is real simple. If women say, you know what, we're going to buy, you know, R. Kelly CD, because that's the one person they talk about, or we're also going to buy, you know, Trina, or we're also going to buy, you know, Jean Grey. Like, whatever. But you have the power to change that. Like, you can sit there and complain about this shit all you want, or you could do something about it. Like, if you these educated motherfuckers that just sit there and talk shit, like, that's all they do. They just talk shit all the time about something they have really no idea about. Because you took them into a real hip-hop club, they'd probably lose their fucking mind because they'd be so nervous. You know, I'm going to take them to D.C. and take them to a go-go, and they're going to be real fucked up. Because it's a whole different world. Shout out to the DMV. But I'm just saying. It's like bullshit to me, but I'm sorry. Once again, getting off on a tangent. What do you think about the whole female MC thing and all that?
Like, real talk, the like, and no disrespect, straight off the bat and everything like that. I honestly feel like the female game is lacking for whatever reason, you know, for one reason or another. And my personal opinion, it almost seems like, as far as just female lyricists, it almost seems like they are running short on things to talk about, you know. And I think that's why it's looking like, you know, everybody's following a Foxy formula or the Lil' Kim formula and everything like that. It's just, it almost seems like, all right, well, this is how they got their success and everything like that. You know, let me kind of just, you know, not necessarily bite, but, you know, come up with concepts similar and everything like that or whatever. Let's talk about the Prada shoes, you know, the Coach purse, this, that, and the third. And how
right.
I, you know, I got this and that nigga doing this, that, and the third for me and everything like that, you know. And
right.
it just doesn't seem like they get, you know, as outside of the box as a lot of the, you know, male artists and everything like that. And again, I say that's no disrespect to my personal opinion. It's just that's how I feel that I've seen things. I mean, I would love to catch a strong female artist or whatever who just talks about the same.
I'm a signer, though.
It's tough.
If I find one, I'm a signer, so.
Seriously.
I bet y'all know now. If I find a hot female artist, I'm going to sign them before y'all. But anyway. But no,
right.
I agree with you. No, I definitely agree with you. I think that's definitely a valid point because, I mean, like we've been talking about, I think there's a lot of, it takes creativity. And to be honest, it is a gentleman's club. So as a female, the same way it's hard for black people to get into, or African Americans, whatever you want to call it these days, it's hard to get into certain things. You got to work extra hard. It's the same thing for a female. Because hip hop was bred with men. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be a little more creative and a little more unique. You know what I mean? I've seen all the sexy women. It's like this. It's like this. You know what I mean? And once again, you know me. I don't try to be arrogant about my shit. But I've been to so many model shoots, photo shoots, and all this with such beautiful women. Like, if you don't get to a point where you become numb to it, you'll go crazy. So it's becoming where, yeah, artists look good and they're sexy and all that. You're like, damn, she looks cute, but what's the content? What do you have to say? Like, I think that's why Eve was so dope when she came out, because she was talking about some other shit. When Kim came out, did her thing, she was talking about it in a different way. With Foxy, I think that's what it was. But since then, I mean, Trina did her thing because she represented where she was from, in Florida, and that's what it was. But since then, to be honest with you, it hasn't really been too many that really sparked me like that. I mean, Missy does her thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why they sell records, because she keeps it unique and keeps it different and all that type of shit. But we got one more topic, but I actually going to say that for next week. And ladies, make sure y'all hit me up on this one, because it's called There's No Good Black Men. Oh, I got some shit to talk about that. But so, heard you were a rapper there, buddy.
You know, yet again, that's what they tell me. You know, I feel, you know, you had it right. You know, business manager so happens to, you know, spit a few things that's on his mind, you know, every now and again, but it is what it is. You can call it what you want.
All right, because, you know, we've been having you on the show for the last couple shows. And, you know, you've been spitting some shit. You know, I got a lot of great response. You know, people know, who's that? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You'll find out. I mean, how long have we been working with you? Like, 3 years? 2 years?
Yeah, about two and a half, three years.
See, I'm about artist development, if y'all don't know. That whole shit where you just get in, cut a record, I don't believe in that shit, because to me, those are the people who have maybe one hot album and then they'll rap. I believe artist development. Everybody, we live in too big of a microwave society. Everybody want their shit so fucking quick. But that's whatever. I just had to say that. But now that's why I feel I have the hottest artist out right now that y'all never heard of. But it's all good, because it's coming. It's coming, baby. It's coming. I want you to do something different. Because, you know, we two albums in right now. Haven't released one. We two albums in. We're going to release the second one before the first one. Y'all catch up. We'll remind y'all of that later. But, what you got? Show me what you got.
All right, so, you know, I'm just.
You got something for me?
Yeah,
I want you to spin an album joint. Spin a song, because they, you know, I hear a lot of niggas freeze. I want you to spin a song for me.
I want a song with
hooks and motherfucking all that shit. Because I want to talk my shit too, so do something hot.
Not an issue.
Tell me what you're doing so I could be on the same page.
Let's see. I got a new joint or whatever, just recently developed, just came out the oven, fresh, hot. It's a joint called Speak On It.
Wait. That's the one I'm on.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting my puff daddy on this one. Okay, let's go. Whatever you ready.
Yo.
I'm getting my diddy on.
Just listen, yo. It seems like I've been the role model for fools. I played the game like a good boy and followed the rules. Just listen, play your position and follow your cues. See, from the start, I was told this was the logical move. I didn't question it up until I got in the booth. I blacked out and made everybody swallow the truth. It didn't matter, though, because everybody thought I would lose. They didn't think my foot could fit up in that large of a shoe. You got Mr. Mathis, Mr. Jones, Mr. Carter, Mr. Combs. There's already been a Mr. West. You're nothing different, Holmes. And the industry's been flooded with a grip of clones. Everybody's a rapper, and you were one that isn't known. I'm like, damn, they don't want me to make it till I start pleading my case, or should I just shut up and take it? Because they talking shit like I don't got the guts to be famous. They got another thing coming, nothing left but to say it. I feel it's time I brought it up, niggas speak on it. I've been quiet long enough, niggas speak on it. I've been staying in my lane, niggas speak on it. But ain't a damn thing changed, nigga. Speak on it.
Okay, wait, hold on. This is why I talk my shit right here. I think you're taking it a little soft on these niggas. We've been trying too hard. We've been working too motherfucking hard for you to take it real soft on these niggas and try to act asking them to let us into this industry.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We going into
you.
The industry, man. Scream on these niggas.
I feel you, yo. Listen, I'm getting sick of all these niggas out here doubting my vision. You need to can it. I don't give a damn about your opinion, because I don't need for you to tell me how it sounds when I'm spitting. And you can keep your two pennies on how it was written. Don't speak on it, let you feel that you can do better, because we can settle this now or go bar for bar or whoever. They realize that I'm a chess player. I don't do checkers, and that's when they become pussy. It feels like I'm the new Hefner. Let's be realistic. How many folks I gotta kill before I earn some recognition and get signed for a mill? You see, I ran through the tracks and spent time on the field and set two world records, no denying my skills. Yet and still I'm on my grind, working harder than most. I feel like an immigrant who just departed the boat. Wasn't shit handed to me since I started the flow. So I'ma take what's mine until the coffin is closed. I'ma speak on it. That's it, yo.
Yeah, it's the third verse of that, but I don't even think, now you're going to do it. I don't even want to do it. I quit rap. I quit this rap shit. I'm about to go be a leader. Yo, make sure, hey, just so y'all know, if y'all want to hit us up, man, you can always hit us up, hiphopourway.com. If you want to email us, radio@hiphopourway.com. If you want to hit my man K up, K-@ACLRecords.com, make sure you check out ACLRecords.com. Download those mixtapes, man, because on some real shit, those are probably the hottest mixtapes that some of you probably never heard of. And those are like the rookie tapes, we call them, like, at this point, because we act on a whole nother level. It's kind of sad. Like, it's, you know, sorry for y'all. What you want me to do? I mean, I you know what, okay, I'm going to end it calm on this one, because, you know, I remember I was kind of screaming on the last one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, like, I got, like, real upset. Like, I got, like, really pissed off.
Yeah. You had a little bit on your chest.
Yeah, and I let it off. You know, I talked about friends and all that shit. And
word.
This and did that. So, on this one, I'm going to get emotional. I'm going to say, make sure you check us out. ACLRecords.com. That's ACELRecords.com. Make sure you download those mixtapes. That's just going to get you a sample. That's just a taste. Get your palate wet. If you know what your palate is, that's your tongue all up in it. So make sure you download those. Make sure you log on, hiphopourway.com. Make sure you create your profile because we got some big things coming. I always told y'all about that. Told you, coming soon. Let's see. New mixtape for K-Dash is coming out mid-July, so be on the lookout for that. It's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. Album looking like the first album is going to be in December. Maybe I might push it back a little bit. I might get my executive on that one. Push it back a little bit, because I heard that's what you do in the industry. So, I just want to say, I'm having a great time. Next week, we're going to talk about why there's no good black men. It's going to be fun. Because you know what? I know some people are going to call some shit about this. Because I'm here to tell you, that's some more bullshit. Nah,
They already called me now, yo.
I mentioned it, I'm repeating it. But anyways, yo, we're going to have that next week. Come here, T-Major. K-Dad. Now let y'all.
Peace.